The annual wine harvest in California's Napa Valley is in full swing. With the harvest comes an annual problem: where to house farm workers. The Northern California wine industry depends on migrant labor to keep the economic engine running and to get the grapes off the vine. But the region is facing a crisis in affordable housing. From member station KQED, Caitlin Kim reports.
At 5 in the morning, most people in Napa are still sound asleep and tucked in bed. For the men at the Calistoga farmworker camp, it's a different story entirely. The migrant farmworkers are quiet as they eat a quick breakfast while watching Spanish-language television. After grabbing burritos for lunch, they're out the door and headed to the fields. But these are the lucky ones. For $10 a day, they've got three meals and a bed in one of Napa's three county-run farmworker camps. Jose Mesa has been coming here for 22 years. He knows how hard it is for migrant farm workers to find a place to stay during the harvest. He says there's no place for people to live, so they sleep in cars, by the river, under bridges. He says the need for housing is great here. Angel Calderon, manager of the 60-bed facility, has had to turn away more than 100 people because the camp is full. And that was before the peak of the harvest going on now.
They work really hard for not too much money. This is a cheap, very cheap labor force. And they produce a lot of money. They pay taxes, you know. So I think they deserve a better place to stay.
But finding that better place in Napa isn't going to be easy. There are only 260 licensed farm worker beds available to those who can show a green card. That's not nearly enough for the more than 4,000 migrant farm workers, many of whom don't have a green card, estimated to come to the region for seasonal work, pruning, tending, and harvesting a one grape crop valued at almost $500 million. The Napa Valley Housing Authority is trying to ease some of that housing crunch. This season, the agency bought 12 temporary hut-like structures called yurts and placed them just off Napa's main winery road, the Silverado Trail. The yurts, which look like gazebos enclosed by a maroon and green canvas tarp, are a vast improvement over the small army tents that were here last year. But each of the small yurts will only house four workers. John Heyman, with Napa's Farm Worker Housing Oversight Committee, is the first to admit that the pretty yurts won't solve the housing crunch.
Well, there's no question this is a small step. It's a small step, I think, in the right direction.
Heyman says his housing committee, made up of community groups, grape growers, local officials, and farm worker advocates, is looking to find permanent solutions. One local vintner donated 5 acres of land, and the committee hopes to have a permanent 60-bed farm worker facility there next year. But Napa County has strict laws to preserve agricultural land for agricultural uses only. There is concern in the community about efforts to modify that law to provide land for housing. But Heyman says changing the law won't change the face of Napa.
The way that this ordinance change would be written would make it very, very difficult for the parcel to be used for anything other than farmworker housing. If it ever ceased to be used for farmworker housing, it would revert back into the original parcel.
But laws aren't the only hurdles standing in the way of housing advocates. Calistoga camp manager Angel Calderon says uncomfortable neighbors of farmworker housing also hamper efforts.
They would like to use him 8 hours or 10 hours a day and to send him back far away and bring him the next day early in the morning to work again. They don't like this community as neighbors.
But winemakers who are dependent on farmworker labor say that isn't the case. Last year, in fact, they raised more than $500,000 for housing programs. And as the Housing Committee's Heyman, who also heads a wine business consulting firm, points out, the money is going towards funding permanent housing solutions like the proposed 60-bed farmworker facility.
The vintners have put up a big chunk of money. We're hoping to get some matching funds from the state and start construction on that this year, hopefully for next season.
The Napa Valley Housing Authority estimates they'll need 200 to 300 more permanent beds over the next 5 years. But it may be more than that. This year, the county has commissioned a study to get a better grasp on just how many beds will be enough. For NPR News, I'm Caitlin Kim in Napa.